And welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jess.
And I'm Jen.
We are talking the teen dramas that are obviously the best because they're all the OGs.
That's true.
One Tree Hill. I was looking today because I was like looking up stuff, and I continually and always forget that it's 9 seasons.
I know. It's so long.
Because, like, in my head, it's 7, even though I know that, like, that one big thing happens at the end of 6. So, like, it has to be more than that. But in my head, it's still just, even though, like, I know it's more seasons, like, multiple seasons after that, somehow the math in my head is still 7. But when at it, and it's 9,
I'm like... That last season is only, like, a half season, so...
But still, like...
I know.
Not, like, man.
I know. Right? Wild.
Yeah. So, yes. One Tree Hill, Season 4, Episode 12, Resolve, which is a Foo Fighters song that I feel like I probably know, but just from hearing the name, I haven't been able to, like...
Samesies.
...put it together, and I kept forgetting to, like...
Listen to it?
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Good job, team. Been a day.
Sometimes we're like, this is the problem of being the same person, is that sometimes we are like crushing it.
Yeah.
And other times we're the ones being crushed.
It's true. It's true.
Oh man. So I still feel like we didn't really get a lot of, I thought we were going to get more newer things in this episode, but whatever.
Yes, did I?
I was too busy being distracted by the barfing.
Oh my God.
I almost texted you when I was watching, but I was like, no, I'll just wait.
Because,
like, the first time I was like, ugh. And then it happened again, and I was like, ugh. And then it just, like, kept happening, and I was like, no. It got
progressively worse, too.
But that being said, it starts with Lucas doing a voiceover about something that obviously neither of us listened to.
Something about, like, not expecting, not recognizing happiness when it comes because you're always expecting, like, pain to be there or something, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and, yeah. Which then, obviously, it immediately cuts to Peyton. And now, again, obviously, we love Peyton. We want Peyton to be happy. She has had it rough. We acknowledge this. The problem is Lucas. But, yeah, so he's like, oh, the whole, like... You don't even recognize when you're happy. And then we cut to her and she's all like happy and you're like, oh yay, Peyton's happy. But then Lucas comes in and kisses her and I didn't care.
Yeah.
And they're both like, it's going to be a good day. And you're just like, ugh.
Right?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, like Lucas's like hair was flippy floppy. I don't know. He just looked very grown up in this episode. Which I mean, because they were all adults. I mean,
they're adults.
But I feel like he had looked at least somewhat age appropriate, but I don't know.
Teen something witch. About.
Well, and like, because even that last episode, I think that was when they came back from the break. Like, I don't know. Something, whatever they're doing with his hair, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's not working for me.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. These two. I don't even know. We'll get into it more when it starts to get worse. But first. First we go to school. We see Nathan and Haley there. So Haley's back at school. She's on her crutches. Mm-hmm. Rachel and Brooke are there. Rachel's wearing her clean teen shirt. Yeah. And Brooke is not. Rachel's wearing it because apparently it makes her a guy magnet.
Yeah.
Brooke is studying, even though she's stolen the calculus exam.
Yes.
And this is when Shelley arrives to ask Brooke why she's not wearing her clean teen shirt. Mm-hmm. But luckily, she has an extra.
Of course.
It's just hilarious. But then also, the whole point of this is that she can introduce them to the new guy, Chase.
Yes.
Who is also going to be a clean teen.
Mm-hmm.
And who is new at school, I think.
Yep.
I
missed that. Is a transfer from something something.
I hope from Laguna Beach. Anyway. Brooke's all like, oh, I'm Brooke, and is like clearly interested.
Yeah.
Because then she sees him in the library and, like, accidentally runs into him. She, like, gets a book up and is like, oh, sorry. And he's like, oh, that's fine. And just, like, he's walking. And she's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, because then she goes to talk to Mouth and she's just like, what the heck? Like, I did the thing and I brushed up against him and I touched him in the thing and I smelled perky and blah, blah, blah. And, like, why would he talk to me? And it was just... Because, like, all of her normal stuff isn't working. And then she's, like, asking Mouth, like, all these questions about, like, what do virgins think about?
You're like, oh, Mouth. It's just, like, such a ridiculous... It's so ridiculous.
Well, no, because, like, what does Mouth say? He says something... Because he's like, oh, something we think about, you know, kittens and unicorns and...
Yeah. Kittens and rainbows. And he's basically to be, like, stop being a moron.
Well, then, like, Shelley comes over... to say what, oh, there's some kind of like emergency meeting after school, and then like Mouth clearly is interested, but he just has this like dopey grin on, and Brooke introduces them, but he just like can't even say anything, and Shelly's just like, yeah, cool.
Oh. Aw, Mouth.
I know.
Ugh.
Oh, this was.
This was painful.
Oh.
I don't even... Okay, so... Peyton and Lucas are in class. And he's, like, passing her a note. Which the teacher intercepts. And yeah. Is like, do you want me to read this out loud? And Lucas is like, oh, that's fine. I'll tell you what was on it. And then proceeds.
Oh yeah, no. I have it here. Let's just...
You do have it. Okay, I didn't write it down because I was like, I refuse.
Peyton, you look amazing, and I can't wait until this class is over so I can look at those green eyes and kiss your perfect lips. And then he, like, looks to the teacher, and that's when he's like, did I miss anything? And the teacher's like, no, that's, you know, and then, like, Peyton, do you want to respond? And then Peyton leans over and kisses him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, is when the teacher's like, cool, you guys can be in detention together. Yay, young love.
You know what? They deserve detention for that.
I think it was, again, just like always, Lucas is always saying the right things, but the way he does it, just, it never comes out the way that I want it to. Because again, like, oh, this is like kind of cute. But it just seems so like...
I hated it.
I don't, what is the word? Like, I can't think of how to describe it, but it was just so like... Oh, he's so good. And like, oh, he's saying these great things. I don't know. It just.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, pretentious doesn't yes. even seem right, but kind of pretentious. But like
in that area. We're in that neighborhood.
Somewhere, yeah. Some kind of Venn diagram with those words. And it just comes out like so. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first time I wrote barf. I wrote mm-hmm. many a time in these notes.
Yep. Barf in all caps.
Ugh. Well, I think it's also that it's not changing Peyton, but, like, she kind of seems to have, like, lost a bit of her edge that made her Peyton. Like, she's just...
Yeah.
It literally feels like she's, like, smoother, like, kind of a thing, and, like, going with it where, like, this doesn't seem like something she would have ever done in any of her other relationships. Which I mean,
right, like not again. Even with Jake.
Yeah, and like that, we will die on that hill. That was true love.
I mean, to be fair, Jake also never would have pulled that nonsense in the middle of class, so.
Well, right? Like, and that's why it's just so like, okay, but like, how can you. Well, I mean, I guess I understand, but like, how can you love such varying thing? It was just.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Lucas doing it because I never like him,
mm-hmm.
whatever he does. And I don't like the Peyton that it's making. And I didn't remember any of this. This lovey-dovey gross.
Yeah.
Soft Peyton, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
No. No.
Dislike.
Yep. And that's that on that.
Yeah.
Luckily, we get to take a break from them.
Yeah.
And go to Nathan and Skills Where Skills is telling Nathan that he has a way for him to earn some quick cash if he needs it, because the strip club, sure, has an amateur night and you can win $1,000. Because obviously they're going to be letting minors do this.
Of course.
Anyway, Nathan's like, for several reasons, one being that they are not the age of, well, I mean, maybe they are the age of consent in this state. I don't actually know. But they're not the age of majority.
But that's
Like,
just it. Like, the age of consent has nothing to do with, like,
right.
being allowed into establishments like that.
Right.
That has more to do with what you do behind closed doors in your own
Right. Like,
house.
I'm pretty sure you still need to be 18 to, like,
Yeah.
rent porn. So,
And I
I
think
mean,
in
not that
some
that's a thing
places in the
anybody does
States,
anymore. Like,
if you're 18, you can go into a place, but you still
right.
can't like be served or anything like that. So I don't know.
That makes
And either way,
sense.
I feel like you can't take your clothes off.
Oh, yeah, probably not. But I mean, I don't know what their ages all currently are at the moment, so who knows?
But no, I mean, yeah, I guess they could be 18, but still.
Yeah.
That must be so weird. Can you just go to a strip club when you're 18 but then not drink
I
in
think
America?
I don't know. 'Cause I don't know then if the drinking law would trump the strip club law. If that made
Yeah.
sense. You know what I mean?
Right? Like, you're not gonna get your, you know how like when you were like underage and you go to a club or a concert or whatever and you get like the X on your hand,
Yeah,
like you
they like
don't.
dance around.
Yeah, like just
Your age.
interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But
Either
he definitely
way,
let us know.
yes.
Either way, Nathan's like, I am not that desperate.
Yeah.
She looks really good this episode, though.
He kind of had floofy hair too.
He did, but they were like always dressing him in this really nice gray sweater, and I was like, this is working for him. Nor and also, I think he also looked a little bit more grown up in this episode because normally I think he looks like really like a baby.
Well, because he's usually in more like sports jersey
That
attire.
might be what it is.
Which, I mean, he is in later, but like just his everyday clothes seemed more grown up.
Yeah, and it was really cute because normally I'm just like, oh, Nathan, you're adorable. I want to pinch your cheeks. And this time I was like,
Yeah,
oh, I can see where you're going to turn into James Lafferty, current smoke show.
as we always say, just go to IMDb. Oh, Daddy, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that tangent. Oh, this sentence that I wrote down doesn't make sense. We go to the cafe where, or cafe or somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, I think they were in like the back of the cafe.
Yes. And Dan has brought some like groceries or something for
Something for
Karen.
care, yeah.
He's in bags. And Deb walks in. Oof. She's in rough shape.
Yep.
Speaking of things I forgot that happened. Later this episode. So she sees Dan there and then like flies off the handle, basically.
Well, and it's one of those things where it was like, now, yes, she's doing it in a very, person
She's
with an
kind
addiction situation, but dropping truth bombs,
I would say she's not
complete
wrong
facts.
there. True
Well,
story.
because, yeah, she's just like, what is she like? I think she even says to Karen, like, you're being so stupid. Like, he abandoned you. He abandoned you and Luke. Like, he was horrible to Keith's whole life. Like, you're pregnant with Keith's baby. Keith would roll over in his grave, and you're like, oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, he ever. Yeah.
Lots of Keith mentions in this episode. That, and like, in that kind of like, big kind of way where like you're like, oh, something's gonna
Yeah, like
happen.
finally, maybe getting somewhere. I still think this is so drawn out. And
Yeah.
I don't remember it being this drawn out. Like,
No.
anyway. Oh, we go back to school where Brooke is freaking out because she's like, I think it was a bad idea to cheat on this test, but then she gets the test back and got an A, so then she's like, actually, this was a great idea.
I have a question. Now, obviously, something comes up later, but not in the way that I thought it was going to. if I was a teacher and a student was failing continually, like some of her course is failing, her most recent test failed, all of a sudden, A?
Yeah.
Isn't that like teacher 101 red flag?
You would think.
Things to identify as a teacher. Like,
also, given that we later discover that it is known that the calculus test has been stolen, wouldn't that teacher have been informed of that and been immediately like, hey, Brooke did suspiciously well on that test?
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. Again, as we said, like, I don't remember how this plays out at all.
Me neither. I think I might have an idea, actually.
Well, I mean, hopefully it's someone epically redeeming themselves, but I don't know. Mostly just because, like, I don't want to blow back on Haley. Because that's the issue, right? Like, yeah. I mean, obviously, I love Brooke, too, but, like, she made her choice.
She did.
Yeah.
It was not a good one. But anyway.
Yeah.
Chase is also in this class, and he sees that she's gotten a good grade, and is like, oh, maybe you could tutor me. And Brooke's like, okay. And I'm like, Brooke, this is one thing.
I know.
To, like, cheat on your test. You cannot, can then not offer to tutor this boy in something you don't even understand yourself.
I know.
But whatever.
Yeah. Brooke. Oh, man.
She's very pleased with herself. Mm-hmm. Oh, then we go. I guess Peyton and Lucas are just not at school today.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Like, everyone else is at school, and these two are just hanging out in Peyton's bedroom.
When I couldn't tell if it was one of those things where they, like, went home for lunch again. Because they were at school, because they got detention.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, aren't they supposed to be in detention?
So I just kind of took it as one of those, because we've seen this happen before, where they, like, go home for lunch, or, like, go to Peyton's house for lunch. Because that's happened with, like, real brother Derek before, so.
Right.
I think I just kind of took it as that. Even though, again,
valid.
You're right. It doesn't fully make sense.
It's fine. Again, I paid minor attention to this because I was like, ugh. Also, I was annoyed because, so Peyton's giving Lucas crap
for putting his
records back wrong, and he's like making fun of her for alphabetizing them. And I'm like, she has like 5,000 records. How else is she supposed to find anything?
Right? This is the whole, now, I love a rainbow. And when you see people who have their books rearranged, like on their bookshelf in a rainbow, and it looks so great. You ain't never going to be able to find nothing.
Right.
Like, I feel like mine are kind of by, like, genre and size, but, like, records absolutely have to be alphabetized.
Right.
My dad, because, again, my dad had thousands as well. So I can see the little, like, the dividers that had, like, the letter scrawled on it. Because, like, even if she did genre, you would still have to do alphabetize. Like,
absolutely.
Duh. Whatever, yeah. Lucas.
You're never going to find anything you're looking for if those records aren't alphabetized. It's way too big of a collection. Like, it's like mine are not alphabetized, but I also have like 20 records.
Same.
Like,
actually, I think mine actually are alphabetized, but I still only have like 20.
Right.
Whatever, Lucas. But then.
This is hilarious.
Oh, they're talking, I don't know, something about music, and he's trying to, like, how would you ever remember what song, or, like, what song, because he's, again, being a dickbag.
Yeah.
Like, what song's playing right now? It's like, well, first of all, she put that album on, so she probably knows. But then she whips out her flip phone and does some kind of Shazam not Shazam. And, like, presses the button on her flip phone, and it, like, tells her the music, which I bet back then you would have had to pay for.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, anything like that, you had to, like, yeah. and it, like, tells them the song, and I was so, like, and of course he's like, well, that's cool, and she's like, yeah, isn't it so cool? I forgot about all the, like, hilarious product placement in this. Oh my God, because I think I don't even realize, I didn't even realize, like, that wasn't something that I really noticed when I was growing up. Or, yeah. I mean, at this point, obviously, like, I was in my 20s, but it still just wasn't something that I, like, knew. Whereas now you're like, whoa.
Now you're like, whoa, blatant product placement.
Oh, that person has an iPhone. They're not the killer. yeah, spoiler. If you have iPhones, they're not the bad guy. Which is why so often no one has iPhones.
Right.
Because people now know that rule. Because, like, that's like an Apple rule. Like, you're not allowed.
It's absurd.
But yeah, it was just that weird, horrible flip phone and whatever fake Shazam existed in 2007. And then again, I just wrote barf. And then they were talking. She was just something about how, like, I'm so happy and everything's better and the sky is bluer and music is crisper and food tastes better.
Oh, right. That's
and then
what I
something
did.
About, like, I bet you chocolate chip cookies would be really good. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm sure they'd be the best chocolate chip cookies. And it was just barf city.
Yes. I, in my notes, wrote, I hate them so much. No. Instead of writing down that exchange between them.
Well, and then they go to the cemetery, which every time I go to write down, I go to write down graveyard, which I feel like has very different connotations.
I know.
So I always try to, like,
graveyard sounds so much more ominous. Yeah. Cemetery is like,
yeah, visiting a loved one.
Yeah.
But graveyard is more like the loved one visiting you. but yeah, so they, like, she's like introducing Luke to her mom. But then Luke goes over to Keith, and again, capital again, we get the flashback, open your eyes, oh, blue, it wasn't Jimmy, which again, obviously, yes, but like, this has been,
it's been too many episodes,
17 times, and then that's when Luke, like, says to her, like, I don't think Jimmy killed Keith. I looked away. Does he see Dan in this, or does he just have more of, like, a spiritual revelation?
No, I think he just seemed to have more of, like, a... What he saw, I think, was... I think he heard the gunshot and then, like, Jimmy on the ground and then Keith standing over him.
Okay.
So, Keith being alive while Jimmy was already dead.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, I don't think he saw that.
He can't have seen that. So now we're getting right back into, like, full-blown supernatural territory where, like, ghosty things are happening. Which, like, listen, I am not opposed to. I love that stuff, but this is not that kind of show.
No.
This is where it starts skirting into, like, soap opera territory, because soap operas very frequently have random supernatural crap that happens. And you just, like, roll with it.
All the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, we know the one thing that happens... And, like, because someone knows.
Someone knows. Someone did see things.
And I know that that, like, happens. But then there's also moments where, like, spoiler, eventually Lucas, like, goes off the rails. And, like, so I don't understand why we have to have all this, like, flashbacky supernatural crap.
Nor do I.
Whatever. Anyways. But yeah, so that, ooh, then we go to Haley and Nathan in the apartment.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, Haley's trying to, like, get one of her dresses on, but obviously it doesn't fit because she's preggers.
Yeah.
And she, like, asks Nathan how she looks, and Nathan's like, is there a right answer to this question?
Oh, the cutest in that moment. I was like,
babe. So adorable.
It was just such a, like, is there a right answer?
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan.
He was so cute this entire scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly. Again, he looks really good.
Yeah.
And he's just a sweetheart.
Yep.
Anyway. She kind of loses it on him at that because none of her dresses fit and she's going to have to go to prom in her sweatpants, in her crutches, because she doesn't have money to buy a new prom dress. She's upset. She's having a moment. We all have moments.
Well, and it's clearly she has hit, like, actual, like, really pregnant, hormonal situations. Like, just, it was cute, even though she was sad.
Yes. Yes.
And of course, Nathan's just like, you look cute in sweatpants.
Yeah.
But that's when he goes to Skills.
That's when he's like, maybe I do need this money. So Skills, like, great, perfect. Like, and Nathan's like, I can't dance. And he's like, that's fine, we've got a choreographer. And I knew immediately it was gonna be Mao.
Oh man, so good.
Well, and then it's so funny because Skills tells Nathan, he's like, show us what you got. And Nathan just starts dancing like a white dad at a wedding.
Yeah, it was very like that episode of Chandler where like Chandler's trying to dance, and just kind of like weird arm movements.
It's not good. It's adorable, don't get me
Yeah.
wrong.
The like the trivia on the episode was like all the producers said that that's really how like James Lafferty danced, and he really can't dance.
That makes me love him even more. He's just like bopping along in this like really random, like no rhythm, zero rhythm to be found. Yep. Well, and then I think Skill says something about like maybe it's the song. Mouth's like, But anyway, Skills ends up going to Peyton for some music. And then she's like, what's this for? And he's like, oh, you know, we're in like a dance competition. And somehow Peyton immediately clocks that they are going to be stripping.
Yes. Well, because like Skills 2, he's just like, maybe like tell the girls, like, we need all the like
Yeah.
help we can get.
Peyton's like, can I tell Lucas? hilarious.
What is my phone? Sorry. But yeah, so then. Oh, then we end up back with clean teens, right?
Yes. They're at the meeting. And yeah, it's like as they're coming in, because Chase wants to offer to buy Brooke dinner in exchange for tutoring.
Yeah, except that starts with him asking, and then Brooke going, well, what's in it for me?
Oh, I'd
And she
forgotten.
just kind of keeps doing this, like, and you're like, oh, Brooke.
Well, and you're like, girl, this is a boy who has taken like a vow of virginity. What are you doing here?
Right? Like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, and then this is also insane. So Shelly is all like, someone is sullying the clean teen name. And she like has video footage because somebody's brother goes to college and taped it all. And of course it's Rachel. At some college party, taking her clean teen shirt off. And then getting ready to remove her bra. Which is hilarious because then Rachel's like, it didn't go any further than that. And I was like, you know what? That is a little bit fair.
I had the same
Didn't
thought.
anybody. I think she's technically still following the rules. Shelly disagrees and kicks her out of clean teens. And Rachel, of course, is expecting Brooke to come with her. But Brooke's like, I'm gonna stay actually because she's trying to get in Chase's pants in a virginity club meeting. It's all they're so messy, so messy. Oh yes, and then also when Shelly kicks her out, Rachel wants to keep the shirt because as we've established earlier, it's a guy magnet. And Shelly's like, oh, absolutely not. And Rachel's like, fine, and whips the shirt off right in class, and
When is
that's
she
how that.
not taking her top off at school?
Right. Yeah, it's very, it's, she takes her shirt off a lot in this show. Anyway. Hilarious.
And then, oh, and we,
Yeah.
it's Lucas and Karen at the cafe. It is super cute though, because Karen's talking about, like, oh my god, you've had a crush on her forever. And he's like, ugh, I don't have crushes, mom. And she's like, what, do guys have the hots? And
So
he was like,
funny. I love
ugh.
that.
But then, like, oh yeah, you've been so happy. And then clearly I stopped paying attention there because something happens later and I was like, oh, I don't remember that. But does Lucas say something about Keith?
Karen says something about Keith.
Okay.
So like basically when they're talking about Peyton and I don't know. I don't remember exactly how the segue happens.
I remember him talking just about like being like so happy with Peyton.
Yeah, and she says something about like, yeah, like I guess cherish that or something, like I loved Keith very much, and then he says, oh, Keith says that he still you still take his breath away or something, and that's when he tells her that he saw her, saw Keith in his dream situation and how it felt really real.
And like, does she get upset? Because later on, she seems upset about it.
Well, because then he tells her that he doesn't think that Jimmy killed Keith. Which is when she gets upset.
Okay, yeah, I somehow like fully just missed that.
Which, understandably, she gets upset about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually thought she handled it really well because she's just like, I know it's hard for you because Jimmy was your friend, but like, you need to stop. Yeah. Anyway, we go to the library, which is a set that's getting a lot of action in this episode. And this was so funny because the principal has called like a tutor staff meeting, but then Brooke is there, and I was like, what the hell is Brooke doing there? And obviously they're trying to make it seem like they know about Brooke.
Yes.
But then we're reminded that, oh, Brooke is there because she's student council president, which I had forgotten, but I was like, oh, that just makes
Completely.
all of this so much worse.
Well, and because like when the as soon as the principal says it, and he says it in just such a like, duh, obviously,
Right.
like, and even Brooke has that moment of like, oh yeah.
It's like, right. Forgot that was my job. Anyway, he tells them that the test has been
Test
stolen.
tests.
Tests, plural, have been
Yep.
stolen. He wants a list of all the students who are currently being tutored and wants to know if anyone knows anything about it. And then he's like, whoever is responsible is going to be expelled.
Or worse.
Which I don't know what that means.
Well, and that's the only reason I think I clocked that, because I was like, well, wait, what's worse?
Like, you're not going to jail them for stealing an exam.
Yeah, and like if you have an expulsion on your record, like colleges would see that.
Right. So, like, what's worse than being expelled at this point? Like, what?
Yeah.
They're not going to press criminal charges.
No.
Anyway. Like, are they going to be executed for this? Like, what's happening? Hilarious. But then, as they're leaving, Haley and Brooke are talking, and Haley's like, "Oh yeah, I think it was Rachel. She was trying to bribe me for them." And Brooke's like, "What? No, I would know if she took them." Yikes.
Well, and then that's when we find out, like, because Brooke like runs home and she's like, "Did you return the tests?" Because again, remember when we were all like, "Why didn't they photocopy
Why wouldn't they
them?"
just make a copy and put it right back?
And
Like,
then
smart people,
Rachel's
you're a
like,
dummy.
"No, I didn't." And you're like,
Yeah, she's like, oops. And you're like, you dumbass.
"Yeah, not good."
Nope. But either way, Rachel's more pissed off about the fact that Brooke didn't follow her out of Clean Teens. And makes some crack about how Chase isn't even gonna, like, have sex with her or whatever, and Brooke's like, I could easily have sex with him, and she's like, you want to bet? And then you're like, oh God, what's gonna happen now?
Right? Yeah. So, like, did the is, does that are we supposed to assume, because it just cuts there. So, are we supposed to assume that they made a bet and, like, that's going to be one of those classic
Yeah, like, what is
teenager
this? She's
TV
all that.
tropes where, like, they made a bet and they find out?
I don't remember at all.
Yeah.
And like, I can't tell if that was like, because what the way that I took that scene was that was the implication was that they made a bet,
Same.
and then that Brooke was going to try and like deliberately seduce him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what they were going for, but then we're supposed to think she's like changed her mind through the course of this episode. It was unclear.
So again, I feel like that's good. But I mean, Yeah, I don't know how they end either. I don't know what's happening now.
Nor do I. Oh my god, then we go back to this whole stripper storyline, which is just the most hilarious random storyline in the midst of this episode. So Skills is like, oh yeah, we have like costumes. Does he call them costumes?
I
Uniform?
think, yeah.
Something.
Something.
And Mouth pulls out like these gold lame, I mean, basically Speedos.
But like the thinnest, almost see-through gold material.
Oh,
Like,
yeah. Like, there is nothing to them.
there was a moment where I was like, what?
Right? I mean,
As did
Nathan
Nathan.
has it all. Until we find out that they're just messing with him. Skills has in mind. Oh my God. Peyton should never be allowed in the kitchen ever, is what I've learned from this episode.
Well, so Peyton's making the cookies that are supposedly going to taste so good, and obviously she's burnt them. When she pulls them out, they're slightly burnt, but
And
on a,
only on the top.
but only like the center of the top, which
This
is
is what she
not
means.
in a way that cookies would burn, but whatever.
No, it was so weird. I was also very distracted by that. I'm like, did she stick them like right up against the broiler? Like, what happened
Well, and
here?
like the house was like full of smoke.
Smoke.
And like just in a way where like,
For the house to be that full of smoke, she should have been
and she
pulling like
was,
charcoal briquettes out of
well, and
that
she was
oven.
only like just pulling them out. So like the oven hadn't even been open to like release. Again, I understand. We're the logistics police, but we're also bakers, so
We are also
we're gonna
bakers.
double logistics police this one.
We
It
really
was
are.
just like,
There's just no scenario in which
no.
cookies have ever burned that way.
And just the on based on the sheer amount of smoke, she should have been like running for her life.
Right? Like, those cookies should have been on fire. Or at the very least, like I said, they should have been black. And if they were just going to be a little bit burnt, they'd burn at the edges first, just like for future props
Yeah,
people.
because it starts at the bottom and then comes around anywhere.
Right. Again, unless she stuck them under the broiler for inexplicable reasons, which, you know what? Maybe she did because it's clear she doesn't know what she's doing with making cookies. Anyway, the point is not the cookies in this instance. It's Lucas telling her that he talked to his mom about Keith and that he upset her a lot and didn't mean to.
Well, and that's then when I was like, wait, what did I miss? Was just like, what?
Yeah. And like he wants this feeling to go away or something. I don't know.
Again, yeah. Rare.
Sure, whatever.
Well, and speaking of sets really getting used this season, we're back in the cemetery.
Right?
Except it's Dan and Karen at Keith's grave.
Yes. Which at
And
first I was like, what is happening here? But then I realized that Dan went to go see Keith at the same time that Karen went to go see Keith, because then he's like, oh, I'll leave you.
yeah. Again, Dan, for the most part in this episode, being a good human. It just that kind of
Actually.
like, oh yeah, and like that would make sense, right? Like if you need your time, like whatever. But then that's when Karen says that she didn't know Luke had plans for dinner, which I don't think we know either, but anyway. But either way, she's making a roast and it's too much for her, so she invites him to dinner. And I was just like, no.
Yep.
And then the next scene, we get Dan kind of being a douchebag again. So,
Oh,
like, I don't
absolutely
know.
being induced.
'Cause like Deb's passed out, obviously. How does Dan still have keys to that house?
I
Christ.
don't know. But Deb does make so he there's a glass of water sitting next to her on the coffee table, and he picks it up and pours it on her to wake her up like a jackass. And then she does make a hilarious comment about, I thought vampires had to be invited in.
Well, and then he actually like comes back pretty good too, because it says something about like, I thought water like melted witches
Melted
or
witches, yeah.
something like that, and I was like,
We
that
are.
was good.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun little exchange. Anyway, oh man. Deb is pissed because she's like, "Why are you messing with Karen's head? Like, I don't believe any of this."
Yeah, you've
Which
never
is
been sincere, like absolutely not.
because I actually think in this instance he is sincere.
Yeah.
Like, this might be the one time in all of this entire show
Yeah.
where he's like genuinely trying to be a better person.
Yep.
Not to Deb, though.
No.
Because he then proceeds to tell her that the reason he skipped out after the rehearsal dinner before they got married was because he drove to Tree Hill to see Karen, because Karen has always been the love of his life, and that he settled for Deb and he never loved Deb.
Yeah. And I mean that sincerely. 'Cause she calls him out on the sincerely, so he like throws that back and you're just like, "Oh,
Yeah, it's rough.
you've been doing so well."
Rough. Like, he's brutal to her. Like, way to kick a woman while she's down.
Well, and I think that's kind of why he does the thing that he does later, because maybe he actually does feel bad.
One would hope.
Right? Hard to say, but yeah.
Hey. Ugh. Well, he ends up making some comment about Nathan too. About how Nathan had already like abandoned her or something. Because she then goes to see Nathan. Except she's still a mess.
Yeah.
So she's like banging on the door and Haley answers, and like Deb is clearly unwell.
Yes, distraught, out of sorts.
Yeah,
Who
like
knows?
reactivated. And
Yeah.
Haley's like, because she, because Deb wants to see Nathan, and Haley's like, "You're not seeing him like this. Like,
Yep.
it's not happening." So then Deb tries to force her way in, which of course Haley is on crutches, so
Yep.
that knocks her to the ground, which is of course when Nathan arrives, sees everything that's happened, and then like kicks Deb out, like forcibly pushes her
Yeah.
out of the house.
This is like, she's pregnant, this is your fault.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get out.
It's rough. It's a rough time.
Yeah.
Because like I felt really bad for Deb in this instant because she's clearly very distraught, but then also at the same time, like, understand like Nathan needing to draw that boundary, like,
Yeah.
you know, because he says something like, "I can't do this anymore," and you're like, "Yeah." Anyway, ugh. I don't remember what the fallout from this is, but
Yeah.
I feel like it's not going to be great.
Well, because,
Poor
like, in a
Nathan.
way, we're like, I just don't remember what happens with the
Back with it.
adults in the show. Like, eventually.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Other than like vaguely knowing what happens with Karen.
And then, like, a few things with Dan, but,
I know
like, I
a
don't
little.
remember Deb at all.
I know a couple. Yeah, I don't remember. Well, no, I remember one thing about Deb.
Man, Deb, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt here, and you're clearly just gonna do
I
something
mean, it's
crazy
not
again.
like it's the it's funny. Anyway, moving on. Both of Nathan's parents just yikes. But in the meantime, we get to go see Brooke and Chase on their little date. They're eating at like a fancy Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, because obviously Tree Hill has one of those.
We find out that Chase has had one serious girlfriend before, but it ended because she cheated on him with his best friend.
Well, and like Brooke keeps talking about sex, but like in a, oh, like so you didn't have sex with her, but like, did she, was it because she wanted to have sex? And like she kind of keeps bringing that up, but then that's, yeah, the girlfriend was did want to have sex, but with his best friend.
Yikes. And then Brooke's like, "Oh, funny story. That kind of happened to me. Like, they didn't have sex, but my best friend fell in love with my boyfriend twice."
Ooh, awkward.
Yep. Well, and then, oh, baby teenagers. So he's become a clean teen because he wants to start over and he wants his next relationship to be with someone he can trust, as though vowing to not have sex automatically means that you can now trust that person.
Yeah. Well, and again, he's like pushing the whole like trust and like honesty, because at this point we know Brooke isn't being trustful.
Right.
And honest.
Yes.
But like, is that again supposed to like push the whole like, oh, they made a bet? Or like, is it just because Brooke just wants to be with him? Like, I couldn't tell. Like, again, I didn't.
I couldn't really tell either. And I was really just distracted by this equating of sex with like deceitfulness.
Yeah. Because like, Deb and Dan ain't having sex and they're deceitful to each other all the time.
Yep.
But anyways. And especially just like as teenagers, like, you don't know any of that stuff.
I mean, they think they know these things, but they don't.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's their little dinner date.
Yeah.
But
we go to the club.
Yes, that's right.
And that's when, like, Mouth and Skills and Nathan are, like, backstage. And they see that, like, Bevan and Rachel and a bunch of the cheerleaders are there. And, like, there's some middle-aged, larger man doing his amateur best.
Yes. Honestly, good for him.
Yeah. You could tell, like, he was living his best life, so.
He was, yeah.
Have
he
at it.
He was having a good time. Everyone was having a good time.
Yeah.
Everyone was enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And then that's when we end up at Haley's apartment.
Yes.
And Peyton comes in and she's like, time to get dressed.
Yep, we're going out. And Haley's like, I don't want to.
And she's like, no. Like,
trust me, you want to.
Ugh. Again, this is supposed to sound cute, but it just was like gross. Because like, Brooke and Chase are like walking, and obviously there's like a random band.
A random string band? Like,
yeah, playing on like the boardwalk or something. So they go and dance. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I agree with this. I was like, I know this is supposed to be cute, but it's the cheese factor is way too high.
Yeah.
I can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and is this when he's telling her about like his parents dancing when he was a kid?
I did not listen to any of the conversation.
Thank God. Spared yourself.
Because I just, like, didn't care.
Well, because, again, it was supposed to be cute, but he was talking about how, like, his parents used to dance like this. And, like, well, and the only reason I think I really sort of noticed it, because the way he's phrasing it makes it sound like either his parents are no longer together or someone's dead.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
Because it says, like, they were so in love. And Brooke just, like, does not catch on to any of this.
Yeah.
But you can tell she's just, like, a smitten kitten with this whole situation.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, maybe when I was 17 I would have also been, but...
I mean, yeah, hard to say.
If someone pulled this crap on me now, I'd be like, are you kidding me right now? What is happening? What are we doing here?
Right? Ugh. Just, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we go back to the club for a minute where Skills is starting to get the nerves. Yeah. So many people, and they're like, you play basketball in front of lots of people all the time. And he's like, yeah, but they're not like looking at me. Like,
yeah, like I'm clothed. They're not all up on me. And like,
oh, Skills. So anyway, he's freaking out.
Yeah.
And in the midst of all this hilarity and like teen flirting, oof, we get Deb, who comes home like sobbing, like she is she's in a bad place, she is in rough shape. She pours herself a glass of water immediately, like grabs pills from the cupboard, so she's gonna like calm down. Except then she decides that she's just going to pour that whole bottle into her hand.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I know where that's going.
Yeah.
It's just like such a thing to put in the middle of this episode where there's a lot of like comic relief happening.
Right? Because it's like cute, clean teens date. Silly, funny, ha-ha, stripping, ha-ha-ha. Oh. Taking an entire bottle of pills. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like we are much more, we take these kinds of things more seriously now. I feel like we were much more cavalier with just, like,
yes,
throwing a suicide attempt into TV shows.
Yeah.
Like in 2005 or whatever year this was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wild. My question, though, to be, you know, logistics police again, mm-hmm. is where is she getting these pills? Because they're still in a prescription bottle.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I guess if she had one and she was buying them off the street, the smarter thing would be to put them in there so that then they look That's sort of more legit.
Fair enough.
But...
because, like, there was that whole thing where she was trying to get them from the doctor, and the doctor was like, no. But yes, true. True. Maybe she just keeps them in there. Anyway, that's so not the point.
Yeah.
We go back to... immediately cut back to Brooke and Chase eating ice cream and flirting. I, again, didn't pay any attention to what they were saying here.
Brooke wanted to have ice cream so that he would get cold so that she could warm him up.
This is why I stopped paying attention, I guess.
And then... something about like, you're cute. And then he's like, I wouldn't call you cute. I'd call you beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Even if you have ice cream on your face. And then he does the, like, you know, wipe the ice cream off her lip. And...
yep.
Yeah.
We're obviously thrilled by this. Back at the club, Skills has decided he can't go on. There's too many people. He's not doing this. And Nathan's like, okay, but I'm ready, and we're up now. We cut to the stage. They're dancing.
Yeah.
Nathan going at it. Somebody else with his hood really tucked over. Well, it's funny because they're clearly trying to hide it, but I was like, obviously his mouth.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Yeah.
We immediately see then that mouth has gone on in Skills' place, and it's hilarious. And then Nathan sees that Haley's in the crowd, and the whole time he was like in other scenes, he's like, you didn't tell Haley to come though, right? Like, she's not here.
Well, because like Mel says, like, well, Skills told Peyton and Peyton told Lucas, so
yeah. Maybe.
Yes. The best part though is because obviously like Peyton, Haley, and Lucas are all sitting together.
Yeah.
Because, like, Lucas went. But Bevan sees that Skills isn't there, so she, like, goes running to the back to, like, jokingly get mad at him. And he's like, no, I couldn't do it. And then she's like, well, I guess if, like, you know, if you don't dance for me, I'm not going to dance for you. And she, like, undoes her top and has this, like, lacy corset thing situation going on. And then, like, does it back up and, like, runs away. So you can tell that, like, you just know that, like, Skills is going to come out. But I just love it because she was just... How did she put it? Something about like, well, if you don't dance for mama, like, I'm not gonna dance for you. I just love them so much.
I love them so much. Yeah.
But then, yeah, then Skills comes out and they...
yeah. And then it's all three of them dancing. And then they start to... well, Mouth and Nathan have already started to, like, strip, and then Skills comes out in just his boxers.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, how did all these children get into a strip club?
Yes. Well, and like, Nathan and Mouth only go down to like basketball shorts.
Yes. Yes.
For the record.
Yeah. No, they're not like, they don't get naked. Nobody's gotten naked. Yeah. A, because this is One Tree Hill, and also probably because they're minors.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, there's a little exchange between Rachel and Haley as they're leaving. Because Rachel makes a crack, like, Nathan looked good tonight, no wonder you're pregnant. And Haley's like, hilarious, if you stole that calculus test, I'm turning you in.
Yep. Awkward.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So then Dan's all ready to go to Karen's. He's got flowers. Then he gets a phone call from Deb.
It's not good.
No,
It's
it's
not
not
good.
good. At first, he's like kind of addicted to her, but then.
Well, yeah, he's like, what, like, is this important? Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Well, because then he says something about, like, you need to stop taking those pills. And she's like, it's
Don't
fine.
worry.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And that's when he's like,
Well, yeah, because then she goes on to, like, oh, you know, like, I failed Nathan, etc., etc., like,
Yeah, she says something like, be good to him or something.
yeah, it was very, it had that, like,
Oh, yeah, no, it had a
goodbye
very high
ending kind of
note.
feeling, and you can tell, like, Dan has that moment of, like, thankfully,
Yes.
actually being a real human and being like, oh no, because then, like, she hangs up or the call gets disconnected or whatever, and you're
Yeah.
just like,
Or she passes out or something.
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, next scene, there's an ambulance. And Deb is being taken away in it on a stretcher. Which then Dan gets a call from Karen. And then obviously she's asking, like, he apologizes for not calling to say that he was going to be late. And she obviously asks, like, what's going on? Because he says nothing important. And I was like, why wouldn't you tell her?
I know, right?
Like, nothing important. Just your friend and former business partner being taken away in an ambulance because she swallowed a bottle of pills. Okay.
And I get it. It's because then he switches back to, like, regular Dan, and in the moment knows that that would mean he wouldn't be able to have dinner with Karen.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah. Just when you think he's. Like, it's so weird because obviously for Karen, he's trying to be a better person.
But yeah, like, there's no
But he's
transitive property
still.
of, like, oh,
Yeah.
I'll be a good person for other people as well.
Which,
Just like, what?
in order
Yeah.
to be the person that Karen would want,
Yeah.
he would have to do anyway.
Yes. Absolutely.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Dan continues to be terrible in varying ways.
Oh, and then we go from barf to barf.
Oh.
Because, like, Chase and Brooke are talking, and it's like, I don't care who you were, I just care who you are. Which, again, is also what we want to hear. But for some reason, I don't like it.
Well, right, and they've gone to like what apparently is a popular makeout spot by the river. So like Brooke immediately climbs into the back seat,
Yeah.
and Chase is like, "What are you doing? I just wanted to talk. Like, there's a nice view here." So Brooke is clearly still slightly on her "I'm gonna get into Chase's pants"
Yeah.
thing. Until yeah, he says that thing about, "I don't care who you were."
Like, oh, I didn't know guys could actually be like you, like sweet and nice and blah 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 blah.
Yep.
I did laugh at how, like, whatever that maneuver was that she pulled to, like, flip herself into the back seat. And
Right?
then well, and then he was talking about, like, there's also a really nice view, and she was like, there is? Like, because she had clearly, like, never actually looked outside of the car windows all the times that she'd been there.
Yeah.
And
Well, and then
again,
we find out that Chase does know that she is very new to this whole clean teen thing because apparently he saw her time capsule video. Because I guess the whole of the internet saw that.
okay, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, he's aware. That's why he says that whole thing about, like, I don't care who
Oh.
you are, I care who you are.
I thought it was just, like, them having a conversation and
No.
him kind of assuming that she was new to clean teens because she was, like, slutty or something.
No.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very
So he is
interesting.
aware.
I don't know about this Chase guy.
I mean, they date for a bit, so.
Well, and then he. Anyways, we'll see a lot more of Chase than we ever thought we would. Which neither of us
We shall
understand.
see a lot more of Chase than I remember. Like, I. That's a blank slate for me. Just, I like literally can't even make a guess.
I know I was, yeah.
I'm shocked. But anyway, we'll get to that near the end of the episode. Then
Yeah.
we go to Peyton still being incapable of making cookies. She didn't burn them this time. However, Lucas takes a bite of one and immediately spits it out because they're very salty, because apparently Peyton's dash of salt is an entire handful of salt.
Well, and like, okay, fine. But
Nope,
again,
not fine. In what universe?
her mom passed away and she never learned how to make cookies.
You know what? I respect that. And I did think about that, and I tried to, like, you know,
But
be
what I will
positive about
also
that.
say is she demonstrates for Lucas, and like, it was, a solid pile.
Oh, yeah. It was a
But
lot.
that for that much, like, it was more than a tablespoon, but not 2 tablespoons.
Oh, it might have been 2 tablespoons. That was a lot of salt.
But even still, for like chocolate chip cookies, for as big as that batch looked, it might not actually be that bad.
Depends if she used salted butter, too.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, because like salted caramel and like salted, sea salt on your cookies and stuff. Because I thought it was the whole like, oh, she used salt instead of sugar,
I
which
also thought that's where they were going with
absolutely would have caused problems.
My second question, my follow-up question for this whole entire thing. Did she not eat a single ounce of cookie dough while she was making these?
Nope. Clearly not.
Clearly not, because otherwise she would have known they were too salty and wouldn't have baked them.
And either way,
Bake.
all that happens here is that, well, as it slowly progresses throughout the end of the episode, it just
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was just
goes
truly
off the
disgusted by
rails.
the amount of salt that she put in these cookies, and then also by the fact that she didn't eat any. I was just very concerned with the cookie dough logistics. Listen,
Yeah.
I am a professional baker. Very concerned with the cookie making logistics.
But then it was also just like Lucas being annoying again, and I just couldn't.
Yeah, agreed.
Because they
Ugh.
kind of like,
Too.
they're like about to start like a food fight, and then it cuts, and then. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, agreed.
Cut to something cute.
Yes. Haley and Nathan being adorable. They're back at home and she's like teasing him. She's like, "How much for a lap dance?" I hope she never lets it go because it's hilarious and
Yeah.
they're adorable. But okay, I have questions about the logistics of this too, but whatever.
Nathan said that he bought it before and was hoping he would get the money. So I don't quite know how he bought it, but he did buy it prior to the
I
stripping.
guess they have a credit card.
Well, and at one point during the show, he does say that Dan paid off all of their debts.
Oh, okay,
But
I missed that.
the reason he's looking for a job is so that it doesn't happen again
So they can pay the rest of their bills?
continually, on the
Right, they
regular,
still have to
like,
pay rent and
yeah.
electricity and the
But yeah,
internet,
so like I
presumably.
took it more as like, oh, well, if Dan paid off all their debts, aka I'm assuming their credit cards, whatever bills, yeah, like he could have bought it on their credit card.
Valid. I will accept that. I don't know how he knew what size to get her.
Well, yeah.
Because even if he knows what size she is, which he might, she's not currently that size.
No, because the prom's in 4 weeks.
And also she's pregnant. She doesn't know what size she is.
Well, and that, but that's what, like, and she's at that, like, 4 to 5 months going into 6 or 7 or
Right.
whatever, where, like, it's also going to be, like, whoop,
Right.
giant baby. But either way, there were prom dresses in the maternity section, so maybe it's just kind of very flowy in it.
I mean, I'm assuming it's like an Empire Waist situation where as long as it fits around under her bust, then she's going to be fine. And I'm assuming it has some room in the boob area too,
A
because
little
like
stretch. A little stretch.
her boobs are going to be bigger also.
But either way, they're cute and that's what
They're
matters.
adorable. They're so cute. He's wearing that lovely gray sweater again. And that was like, good job, costume department. He looks really nice in this sweater.
Yeah.
And they're just so freaking cute.
Yep.
It's the end of Brooke and Chase's date. He's dropping her off at Rachel's.
Yep.
She feels bad that they didn't study.
Well, I guess we'll have to hang out tomorrow.
I didn't remember this relationship being so cheesy right off the bat.
I didn't remember it at all. And so far, I'm not feeling it.
I feel like I vaguely remember them talking about something that happens in a upcoming episode. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
But either way, Brooke goes to handshake and he gives her a kiss and then they're like, ooh, you're so good at that. And he's like, well, you know, you get really good at kissing when you're not doing other things, blah, 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 blah. Kiss, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter and jaded, whatever.
Then we go to Peyton and Lucas.
Well, we get, yeah. Ugh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was just me accidentally trying to skip over this scene because clearly I mentally couldn't handle it.
Well, because like they've had a full-blown cookie dough fight because apparently they've made some more cookie dough just to fight with.
And flour and everything. And it's just like
there was so much cookie dough everywhere.
Like, cookie dough flour bomb went off.
Yeah.
They're covered.
Yeah, they're covered in flour. I know this is supposed to be cute. I know it's supposed to be cute. I hated it.
Well, and because, like, again, I wasn't listening to anything they were saying because I was thinking about how impossible that kitchen would be to clean.
Same.
Because the sticky cookie dough and the dry flour, bad combo.
Well, yeah, and, like, butter. Like, you're going to get that grease off? Good luck.
And, like, they were covered. And then, obviously, they were talking about something and, like, they called a truce at some point. And I don't know. And then he was, like, licking the cookie dough off of her shoulder and was like, no, I changed my mind. This is the best cookie I've ever had or something. And I just couldn't even. It was traumatizing.
I agree with you. I didn't like it.
No.
Did not like it. I do not like it, Sam. I am.
No. Well, then, like, Lucas goes back to his voiceover of, like, you know, you're not used to being happy, but, like, something could maybe, you know, pull the rug out under you, something, whatever.
Yeah.
And we see, like, Rachel, Bevan, Mouth and Skills, like, having fun after the strip club. And,
yeah,
like,
you're cute.
Being cute. And then Nathan and Haley being cute and, like, looking at her dress. Yeah. Brooke and Chase kissing or whatever. And then something, because, again, it was about the, like, hope and the something and the whatever, whatever. Oh, and then I think that's when Lucas eats it off her shoulder.
Yes, it is.
But then we see that Karen and Dan are having dinner.
Right.
And that's how it ends, was that she's like, yeah, like, Lucas said something really unsettling to me. He says that he doesn't think that Jimmy killed Keith.
Yeah.
And then you see Dan. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Womp. That's how our episode ends.
Yep. So who did you have as most annoying?
I had Lucas and Peyton as a unit.
Agreed. Confirmed. Ugh. Yeah. Hard pass.
Yeah.
Dislike.
I suspect this Lucas and Peyton most annoying as a unit might become a theme if it continues in this vein.
Well, and see, that's the part of, like, I don't remember this being like this, and I don't like it.
Lucas just automatically makes anybody he is with more annoying.
Yeah.
It's the Dawson Leary effect.
What did you have as the quote of the episode?
I had the exchange with Deb and Dan with her saying, I thought vampires had to be invited in, and then he said the thing about, and I thought witches melted when they with water, but here we are.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
I had something Shelley said.
Oh, what was it?
When she was playing the tape and, like, obviously accusing Rachel. Well, not accusing, because it was on the tape. But I think Rachel kind of, like, tries to deny it for a hot second or something like that. Maybe it's before she, like, played the tape.
Before she plays the tape.
But then Shelley, or no, when, oh, no, it's when Rachel says, like, it didn't go any further. Shelley's like, don't make me blacklight you. And I was like,
because I missed that.
Because at first I was like, haha, and then I was like, oh, wait. I know what we're talking about here.
I completely missed that. Oh, man.
It's just so funny because, like, it was just like such a dig and like so gross. But also then because it's Shelly who's supposed to be like, oh, clean teens, whatever, but then she's just coming in hot with
Oh my God.
the black light.
The bodily fluids. Wow.
Did you have a most high school moment?
I decided it was either the whole clean teen meeting situation or the like tutor meeting in the library.
Yeah, I was thinking that like tutor
Yeah.
meeting thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think it was probably the tutor meeting in the library. Everything in the library just was very high school this time. And I was like, oh, we never get to see the library except when Peyton's bleeding out.
Ooh, yep. Did you have a song of the episode?
Well, I think it had to go to the last one.
Yeah, tricky. No. Or wait, what was the last song?
Lucky You by The National.
Oh. Why do I like not have that on my list? I did not catch that one.
Here, yeah, no, it's right. It's the montage song.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go. Jen is saying that because we saw them
last night.
less than
Although,
24 hours ago.
yeah. By the time this episode comes out, it will not have been last night, but
Yes,
last night
true.
from the recording of this episode.
Yes. Recently. Yeah, I didn't clock that at all. I just had It's Tricky because
That's
It's
fair
Tricky is
also.
so good.
Yes.
And because, like, the striptease was funny. And yeah, like, there was. I feel like all of the other ones, I haven't even heard of any of these people. Or I guess there's, like, a Kook song at the
Yeah, there's a
beginning,
Kook
but.
song at the beginning.
Then,
But
yeah,
yeah,
most of the other ones.
agreed. Those were the only ones I knew.
Yeah. And so, yeah, obviously, we
Yeah,
have.
the DMC song was
Yeah.
also a good one.
I feel like the first time I heard that song was Can't Hardly Wait. I think it's Can't Hardly Wait. And it's just one of those, like, to me, it's just such a soundtrack song now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Can't Hardly Wait. That was an soundtrack. We have one new person.
Yes.
Obviously, Chase Adams is new, who is Stephen Colletti.
Yes.
And he was one of the, like, OGs on Laguna Beach, which now is so irrelevant.
Right?
Hilarious. Yeah, you know, I guess to people who watch like Real Housewives type of thing, it was like that, but like teenagers, because it was when the OC was on, and then Laguna Beach was like supposed to be like the real OC.
Yes.
And then he hosted like TRL for a while. And then I feel like he's been in other stuff, but nothing that I paid attention to.
Yeah, I think he was in like a Christmas movie or something, and like,
Yeah, he definitely has like Hallmark Lifetime
yeah.
looks vibes.
Yeah, totally.
And then, yeah, as we said, don't forget about Chase, because he
No,
apparently
because he's
comes
gonna
back
be
later.
in it for multiple seasons. Not that I remember at all.
But yeah, I don't even know like what happens now.
Me neither. Obviously, all of this like stolen test stuff has to play
Yep.
out. I think we're slowly but surely inching closer to the Dan killed Keith reveal.
I
However long
guess.
that's friggin' gonna take. I don't know how much longer they're gonna drag this out for.
Well, and 'cause like it's still not prom yet.
Right.
Oh my God, I think there's another like deep secret class project problem. Again?
What?
Don't know. Yeah, I just don't know what all happens here.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about now. I vaguely remember this.
And then, yeah, it seems to be a lot more focused on calculus because we're still like a handful of episodes from prom, so.
Well, and Nathan's gonna have to find out about his mother.
Yeah, right? Everyone has to. Who knows?
Yeah. Also, here's my question for like Dan's logistics here. How
Yeah.
was he planning to, because obviously Karen's gonna find out about this.
Yeah.
Is he gonna how's he gonna try and swing the timing of this to be like, oh, it happened after? Like,
Yeah.
she gonna be like, you knew about this the whole time we were having dinner and you said nothing to me? Anyway, whatever.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, I guess come back next week and we'll find out what happens. We'll see you
Yep.
then.
Bye.